Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuz for David Henoch Mordechai, Ben Frida Simcha, the Bracha Batzlach, Rafu Shleima, and for Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehudis. It says in the Gemara in Mesechas Gittin, Daf Yitzayin Amar Aleph, Mipnei Ma Tiknu Zman Begittin, why do they make a takana that you have to write the Zman in the get? And the Gemara says, because of Mishum Basachoso, because of your niece. Person's niece, Tosis explains that we don't want him to cover up for her, because if she cheats on him, then since she's Mishpacha, she's his niece, so he's going to cover up for her, and he's going to say that the get happened before the affair and not after. So in order that he's not able to cover up for her, we make sure that they put the Zman in the get. So Fractosis, why don't we be mamid her and alcheskaseishesis, and we won't believe them to say it happened when she was after the divorce. Say she has a cheskaseishesis, and she only got divorced now. Tosa says you can't do that. Kevin she grusha lefaneinu, since right now she's a grusha. So you have this chazaka dahashta now that she's a grusha, to say that she was also a grusha before. So therefore you have to write zman. Tos gives nachateretz that ukuma becheskes ksherish and onivel ekashiyeshesish. No, instead of being mamid her becheskes eshesish, be mamid her becheskes kshera, that she was in nevels when she was in eshesish, and therefore you have to write the zman down to make sure that he can't cover up for her. Frekt pnei Yoshua and Rabbi Kiva Eger on the first teretz of Tosfos that we're not mamid her becheskes eshesish because she's a grusha lefaneinu. What does that mean? It means that we're taking the Chazaka Dahashta, and the Chazaka Dahashta, that now she's a Grusha, is beating the Chazaka Demeikara, that she was a Neshes Ish. And that's against the rule. The rule is that Chazaka Demeikara is better than a Chazaka Dahashta. By Nikei Batim, we say Hashta Hudishtani. When it changes, we say it changed later. It has a chazaka de meikar that there's an ega there, ayin tosis in chulin. But the point is that chazaka de meikara is better than a chazaka de hashta. V'chein mefurish bekame mekoymus, that a chazaka meikar is better than a chazaka de hashta. So why does Tosis say that the chazaka de hashta wins out? That now she's a grusha lefaneinu. Pnei Yeshua wants to say that both terutzim of Tosis are really one. You need both terutzim. Both that now she's a grusha and also she's a cheskes kshera. It's tarti l'reisa. You're samech on two b'makom one b'toris vaday. So writes the Avnei Miluim. But Pashas Loshan Atosis is more that they're really two terutzim, and the first teretz is an independent teretz. So we had a shiur already where we offered numerous teretz, and we saw Shimon Shkup's teretz, Reb Naftali Trup's teretz, numerous migdolei achronim. And now we're going to see how Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, Zechat Tzadik Livracha, dealt with this quagmire. We paskin soklin v'sarfin ala chazakas, that based on a chazaka, if you have a chazaka, it's even strong enough to allow us to give skila or sreifa. Uvehuchzika shihi imo. If a woman is muchzuk, that she's someone's mother, or shnayim shehuchzuku ki ish v'ishto, you have a couple that's muchzuk, that they're husband and wife for 30 days, so me misim ekoa chazaka, you can kill based on this chazaka, mishem bo'al imo, v'al eishes ish, she's enough now to be considered a mother or an eshesish, that if somebody has bia with her, that somebody who she's muchzak, that she's his mother, rachmana litzlan, and they have bia. Or a woman is muchzak, that she's married to a man, rachmana litzlan, she has bia. So we are able to carry out the death penalty based on this chazaka. V'chor yesh la'ayin. How's this different from what we learn in Sanhedrin? Aflamet zayin. We warn them. We threaten them. Maybe you're just assessing the situation. It's not clear to you. Ketzad Me'omed, the Gemara says, Amr lehen Shema kachor isam sharatz achor chaber lechurva v'ratz demachor v'matzasim saif piyada v'domitavte for mefarperim kachor isam lo isam klum. Maybe it was just your own guess because you saw him running after him into this chorva, into this desolate place. And you ran after him and you find one guy holding a knife. This is called in lo ra'ayot nesibatiyot, circumstantial evidence. You find him, one guy's holding a knife and the other guy's lying in his pool of blood. If that's what you saw, one guy's holding a knife and another guy's lying in a pool of blood, you didn't see anything because you didn't actually see him kill him. Maybe somebody else killed him and he's just holding the knife and the guy's lying in his blood. And the Torah and the Gemara says that Azat Umdana isn't good because the Torah says Apishnaim Edim Yumas Hames. So Yesh La'ayin, is this Umdana any less than the Chazaka that she's a mother of the Yeshisish? I don't understand. It's muhzuk that this kid's hanging out with this lady as if she's his mommy. Why is that better than a guy standing with a knife over a guy lying in a pool of blood? The chazaka that she's the mommy or the tukta, you see a couple and they're all husband and wifey for a month, so then we say they're husband and wife. Why is that stronger than the guy standing with the knife over the guy lying in the pool of blood? Why is one better than the other? Kvarkosav ashev shmeitzen shmeitzedalet perikres de'en hochen b'nefashos acha harov kshubalik boyas etzem ha'maisa ha'mechayiv misa. That we don't go b'nefashos achar harov when it's coming to establish the very act that obligates b'misa. And that we concluded in Sanhedrin, that we go b'nefashos basar rov hu b'roiv sheba koidim ha'maisa. Oh, rov that comes before the maisa, and also sovim sovim chazakas. The nidon is not in the maisis nus. The nidon is she an erva? So in other words, when we're talking about this woman who's acting as this child's mommy, and or this person's mommy, and this couple who's acting as husband and wife, that's not the etzem maisis nus. The etzem maisis nus we know about. That we're not going based on the rov. The rov, the chazaka, is that was established in advance just to give her status of being a mother, or give them the status of being a married couple. And on this, the chazak is effective to establish their status as a mother or a married couple. Now, since they are, she's muhzekes ke'em, or ke'eshesish v'adai, so you know you have this lady. She's either a mother, she's an eshesish. So, Mele nidon habal la kabal aim veishesish. So should we establish her as an erva vadais? And now when he has beer with her, he's going to be killed, this eishesish. And it's like the famous Rambam, a very very well known Rambam, ha'iser atzmo abeid echad yuchzok. To just establish iser could be done based on one aid. That one aid can say that it's chaylev. And then afterwards, if somebody eats it, so then he's chayv a carbon. So it's not the etzem maisa we're kovei, we're just kovei the status in advance. Ulefize. In that case of the harug mefarper, in that case of the guy lying in his blood, he's just dying. So the etzem maisa we don't know. We only know the etzem maisa based on an umdan and a chazaka. In the other cases, in the baal eishesish and baal imo, so the etzem maisa we knew for sure. Just establishing their status, for that we needed. We built on a chazaka. But the etzem maisa we see ourselves. But here, the etzem maisa is based on a chazaka. The etzem maisa is based on an umdan. There, a chazaka is not effective. Because al pishnayim edim yumas hameis, for the etzem maisa to be maimis somebody, we need to we can't rely on an umdan on al chazaka. So it would appear that not only when the rov or the chazakah comes before the mice and was already chuchzuk, hadin al piem, is it effective binefashos, but also ba'ofen sheim boim lefanenu la'achar ha'maisa. Harayadabra chaluk al mahim boim. If they're coming, so if they're coming after the mice, it depends why they're coming. If they're coming on the mice itself, if it's a mice mechayiv, their rov and chazakah will not be effective. Masha'en ken, when they're coming to be koveh that she's an eishes ish v'chayotze b'zeh, there it is effective. So the chiddush of the shmaitza was that before the maisa they can be koveh. But the same applies to after the maisa. After the maisa, why are they coming? Are they coming to establish the status of the maisa? If they're coming to establish the status, so there we can depend on rov and chazakah. But if they're coming to establish the actual maisa mechayiv of their rov and chazakah, are not going to be effective. L'chora, it's Mavur and Tosis here, that Chazak is effective, binafashis. Because here in this Tosis, we're talking about a Chazaka, Cheskes Grusha, Cheskes Ishesish, vis-a-vis nefashis. So to Tosis in Ksubis Chof Beis Amid Beis, to Vishnayim Omrim Meis, Vishnayim Omrim Lo Meis, Vishnayim Omrim Nizgarsha, Vishnayim Omrim Lo Nizgarsha, were mamid b'cheskes eishes ish v'habo ala b'chenek. We have two contradictory set of witnesses, so we go on the person's chazaka. So chazaka is effective in nefashos, but would appear that chazaka doesn't always help in nefashos. In ksubis it does, because there we're just establishing the status of the woman, as she's an eishes ish, as she a pnuya. And the chazaka is machras that she's an eishes ish, and now that it's muchra al pi chazaka that she's an eishes ish, so abal abemisa. But that doesn't mean that we're paskining nefashis based on a chazaka, because the actual maisa isn't based on the chazaka, just her original status. Ube emes lu yitzuyer, a case where the nidon is on the etzem hamaisa, is it a maisa's nus, and there is a chi of misa or not. A chazaka wouldn't help, because in the nefashis atzma, you can't be machri al pi chazaka. From now, we can go and explain our tosis. It says as follows, that we don't say be mamet her al cheskas eishes ish, because she's a grusha lefaneinu. That is what tosis says. She's a grusha lefaneinu. In other words, only if the discussion was, is she a grusha, or is she not? And we need to decide, based on a chazaka, that she's still an eishes ish. So then we would say, haba la b'misa, because it's muchra pi chazaka that she's an eishes ish. And now she's a din eishes ish v'adai and chayavan ala misa. So that would be, if the nidon was, is she a grusha or is she not? Mashen Kain here, the nidon is not, is she a grusha or is she not? The nidon is, the person gave her a get that has no zman. So we know that she's a grusha. The suffix is not, is she an eishes ish or is she not an eishes ish? Because she's a grusha lefaneinu. So that's not the question, is she an eishes ish or not? She's a grusha. And it's not shaykh to say that we judge on the past, on its own, what was her status, b'shas haznus, and to paskin that she had a din of eishes ish, because writes Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the suffik kazeh eino me'inyanenu klau deha'avar ayin v'chol chalos ha'suffik eino ela al maises nus im hayekans nus shel eishes ish. So we're not here to discuss what was back then. Last week on Tuesday afternoon, was she a Grusha or was she an Eishes Ish? That's the past. What was, was. So, to decide whether or not she's an Eishes, she's an Eishes Ish or a Grusha, ain't on Maladaber. She's a Grusha. Now we know she's a Grusha. We're not trying to figure out is she a Grusha or not. We know that she is. To try to say what was last week, Tuesday at 6 o'clock, whatever the time was, Havarayin. That doesn't interest us. Whether she was an Eishes Ish then or not. What do we care? The Chalos Safek is, was there as Mises Nus of Eishes Ish? That's really our Safek here. Our Safek is, was there a Mises Nus with an Eishes Ish? And if we say that there's a Chazaka that she was an Eishes Ish, then the Chazaka is Machriya the Maisa. And we can't let chazakas be machriya maises, because al pishnai meidim yumas hameis. So that's what Tosis means. Tosis is telling us that she's a grusha. It's just Tosis' way of saying that we're not trying to establish her status because we know her status. Is she an eishes ish or is she a grusha? She's a grusha. What was happening back then? What was her status last Tuesday at 6? Who cares? There's only one thing we care about. Last Tuesday at 6, was there a Mises Nus of an Eishes Ish or not a Mises Nus of an Eishes Ish? Ooh, you want to be Machriya based on a Chazaka, the Meikara, that she was an Eishes Ish until now. You can't be Machriya a Bedine Nefashis based on a chazaka. You're right, she had a chazaka. But that would mean you're not just establishing her status, you're establishing the maisa. You're saying it was a maisa of an eishes ish. So really what you're doing is you're saying that there's a, you're establishing a maisa of znus based on a chazaka, and killing based on that. That we can't do. Because that's really the chalos safik. The chalos safik is, was there znus of eishes ish? And if you want to be machriya that, based on a safik, that we can't allow you to do. Because we're not machriya maisim, as the we established before, based on chazakas. We can establish somebody's status based on a chazaka if we know the maisa happened. But here, that the question isn't the status, because right now we know the status. What her status was then, we don't care. All we care about is there a maisisness or eishes ish or not. Oh, you want to use a chazaka to help you with that? Pfft, can't do that. Doesn't help in a fashion, so help yishnai meidim yumas hameis. So that is Reb Chaim's teretz, this kasha, to this parish of Tosfos. That chazaka de mei hash hash, it doesn't normally be chazaka de mei kara, but we see that here is different because we're dealing with dinei nefashis, and you can't kill based on chazakas. And here it would turn out that you're, since we know the status now, would be we're really trying to establish the maisa, and you can't kill based on chazakas, based on what the chazaka tells you about the maisa, about the etzem maisa. So and then Rav Chaim buttresses this Yisod, and I'm hoping Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu that in a future shir we're able to go further into this, because it's mamish gevaldik. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.